Proclamation number 3275 of 30th of September, 1944. Clarification of contentious issues through instruments of God. Anyone who is granted the grace of being able to enlighten people should not miss any opportunity, for the receipt of this grace also obliges him to use it. God has chosen him to be his representative on earth, to act as a bearer of truth against untruth and error, because these are extremely harmful for the soul, because its maturing is then called into question. Therefore he must always and constantly stand up for the truth, as soon as he has recognized it as such. But to learn to recognize it only requires a loving heart which constantly asks for the truth. For the eternal deity unites himself with a loving person and instructs him until he has penetrated the pure truth himself, and no human being can rob him of his conviction of it. Only then is he able to oppose the knowledge of his fellow human beings with divine knowledge. He is able to do this, and his activity is extremely necessary, because untrue thinking must be corrected as irresponsible carelessness, and this is only possible on the part of a person who is in contact with the forces of light and truth. Therefore, anyone who has once established this bond will soon have knowledge at his disposal, and he should also pass this on, or the gift of grace will be taken away from him again. For God speaks through a human being to everyone. Therefore, the bearer of truth must always consider himself an instrument of God and eagerly endeavor to utilize his gained knowledge again, i.e., to apply it as a contradiction as soon as a question is raised as an object of dispute and people cannot agree on it or are wrongly informed. Such an object of dispute, if left unresolved, can push thousands into wrong thinking. And then God himself meets people and instructs them according to their will for truth. He does this through a human being in order to make himself known to those who believe in him, or to give the unbelievers proof which, however, they may or may not accept as evidence. A knower must inevitably teach, for he alone can offer truth. And only he who is a recipient of strength from God can be knowledgeable. First of all, these are the beings of light in the spiritual kingdom who directly receive the strength from God, which is light and wisdom. They then pass this on to all beings who are willing and worthy to receive it. Both in the spiritual kingdom and on earth. And thus the right knowledge, the pure truth, will always emanate from God, thus it will originate from him, and the beings of God directed will and thinking will always be permeated by this light and knowledge, and thus also the people on earth who, being in most intimate contact with God through loving activity and prayer, receive spiritual knowledge from him directly or through his messengers. And you should listen to them if controversial questions are raised, for they alone will be able to answer truthfully. However, seriously examine the intellectual thinking, but give preference to the thinking of the heart. What the human being tries to fathom purely intellectually by examining and pondering, he will never be able to clarify completely. But if he lets the voice of his heart speak, if he allows himself to be guided by his feelings, then he will come considerably closer to the truth, for God speaks through the heart. But in order to confirm what the heart of those who seriously strive for the truth proclaims, God obviously makes himself known through an instrument in order to help those who are willing to believe to recognize the truth. And through these instruments he gives information about controversial questions, if the intellectual thinking has already moved too far away from the truth. And understandably, these tools must now work for him by trying to spread to the world what they receive from the spiritual kingdom, directly from God or through his messengers. For this is their earthly task as soon as God has chosen them to serve as mediators between himself and people. It will never be God's will that humanity should walk in error, and he constantly helps it if it is unable to distinguish between truth and error itself. But truth only comes forth from God, and thus it can only be where God can be active, where loving activity allows God's nearness and activity in the will for truth is present. God gives the most enlightening clarifications to them in abundance, and you should listen to them. Amen.